I'm Dave Anthony. Fox.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent, and I'm joined by Ruth Angel, filling in for Carl and Linda today here on KCNR 1460 AM. A chance for us to discuss the things outside the realm of real estate, which we do every Saturday here from 9 to 10. Today we're talking about whatever you'd like to talk about, as well as things that interest us. And it's an opportunity for me, Ruth, to discuss politics, which I absolutely love. So how are you doing today, Ruth?
I'm doing great, actually. You had a funny look on your face when they were when that motorcycle was going on. But it's actually my cue in the morning to turn on Carl and Linda because I'm usually working and doing email at real early in the morning. I know this time you got a blank stare on your face. Maybe it's just at 7 o'clock in the morning.
It's that early. But my question to that is, what is it with the older generation and the early morning response to emails? My dad gets up at about 5 o'clock, and he'll be shooting me emails at 5:15 in the morning.
Your mind is at your best in the morning. It's just fresh, ready to go. You've been thinking about all kinds of things at night, and you're ready to go.
Well, anyhow, we're excited about this. It's a good opportunity for us. Like I said, every Saturday from 9 to 10, we do a real estate show where we can't help but talk politics. Today, we're going to talk about politics, things affecting our local economy, things affecting our nation. And one of the things that I'd like to bring up and just give you a little thought, and we'll talk about it somewhat, Ruth, is that while Greece is on fire, our national media is completely and totally fixated by the death of an entertainer.
Well, you know, if the Grammys was actually pretty good last night. We had a lot of my era. We had Paul McCartney. We had Glenn Campbell. And there was a lot of really different singers. Some of them I didn't care for, and good thing I had my fast forward on.
Okay, what do the Grammys have to do with Whitney, though? I mean, what I'm saying is, yesterday, I was frustrated.
Oh, I know Sharpton said something about a National Day of Prayer, and I'm thinking, Amy Winehouse didn't get one, but...
Okay, here's my point. I'm not sure if it is early, but pay attention. Here's the deal. Greece was literally on fire yesterday. The nation of Greece was on fire, and the reason it's on fire is because the union workers, the pensioners, and the students are rioting.
As Ron Paul would say, so.
Well, the issue there is that's an example of where we're headed. And that's not just me saying that's where we're headed.
No, because Obama said that there was going to be austerity. We weren't going to do the austerity measures here. So.
Correct. Now, today, apparently, he's going to propose a new budget that has another $800 billion in stimulus spending. It's another mini stimulus, but I don't want to get distracted. I want to stay on Greece. Why this matters, and it's pretty important, Ruth, is because you're seeing now what happens in a nation where they expect everything to be given to them. And you have this massive outcry over there about because they retire at, what, age 50? They get a ridiculous, absurd amount of paid work weeks. They work for a certain number of years, and then they're retired for an overwhelming number of years where the government's supposed to pick up the tab. What does that sound like to you? I'll tell you what it sounds like before you answer, because I'm not sure
it's
you're
rhetorical.
Listening.
It's rhetorical. Of course I'm listening.
It sounds like California.
As one of our Chat Pack people would say, Greece's fire is coming to a country near you.
That's exactly right. But what are we talking about? What is the American public talking about right now?
Well, they're talking about Feel Your Pain.
They're talking about not stinking. I loved her songs, too. But they're talking about Whitney Houston. Everything. I went on through every single news channel yesterday. I wanted to see pictures of the riots because I'm reading about it on the Internet. And it's very clear. They're writing on USA Today. They're writing articles about it with still photos, but they're not showing those photos. And that bothers me because it makes me feel like they're saying, you know what? We don't want people to think about this.
Well, I think Portugal, Greece, Ireland, Spain. They're countries that are where it's
jump on in.
Not to interrupt you in mid-rant, sir, but we do need to take care of a little bit of business here, and then we'll let you fire off again. Okay?
We'll keep going. We don't know the exact rules to fire away.
Let's check in real quickly. Casey and our time, 7:10. Let's check in now with our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondak, and he has this market minute. Good morning, Chris. As you can tell, we have some guest hosts, so be gentle with them.
Okay. Be gentle.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Kurt. Good morning, Ruth. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into the new trading week, and the markets are modestly higher. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 55 points at 12,856. The S&P 500 is adding 7 points at 1350, while the NASDAQ Composite is up just about 24 points at 2927. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 122 million shares. Looking at some of the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up 20 cents at 827, Ford up 18 cents at 1262, Chesapeake Energy up a dollar at $23.12, and Alcoa up 11 cents at $10.40. Of local interest, PG&E up 6 cents at $41.30, Safeway's adding 3 cents at $21.77, and North Valley Bank up 13 cents at $10.25. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.99%, the two-year treasury is yielding 0.28. Oil's up $1.35 a barrel at $100 even, and precious metals are mixed with gold down 40 cents an ounce at $17.1979. Silver's down a penny at $33.55. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Chris. Be listening for the Wells Fargo Market Minute every weekday morning, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, right here on Free Fire Radio. Show will continue with our guest hosts, Kurt Largen and Ruth Angel, right after this.
If your washer doesn't wash and your dryer doesn't dry, your dishwasher leaves, well, you know. Shop Carmona's Appliance Center during their President's Sale going on now through February 21st. You'll find fabulous savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jenner appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center. Mistletoe Lane, Reading, and our Appliance and Mattress Center on Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
In KCNR time, 7:12, 42 degrees. Look for a high today under showery skies, about 56. Tonight's low 36. And a 10% chance of rain tomorrow and a high near 61. The weather report, as always, is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, where, of course, we'll be giving you information later on in the hour about how you can get yourself some tickets to go see Ann Coulter. That is, of course, Anselmo Vineyards on the way out to Shingletown. Now we go back to our guest hosts, Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel on KCNR 1460.
On Saturday mornings, it really is the Kurt Largent Show, everything real estate. But today, it's about everything. And we're talking about Greece. And one of the comments in our chat room is that, from John, is that concerning the media, they usually use celebrity to hold off the awareness of world conflicts and failure.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, yesterday, as I went through the, I went from channel to channel to channel, and looked for some news coverage of this, and I could find none. It was wall-to-wall coverage of Whitney Houston. Now, don't get me wrong. That's a tragedy. I'm sad for Whitney's family. It sounds like her daughter's having a tough time, which, you know, and I blame Bobby. Anybody in my generation, because she's only 5 years older than me, remembers that she was wonderful until she got with Bobby. And Bobby just brought her down, got involved in the drugs. And that's sad. Okay, I'll give you that. However, that has nothing to do with anybody's everyday life. That's what really bothers me. And I do believe that he's exactly right. I agree with John. The problem is that people look at this as, oh, well, you know, poor Whitney died. And they're not thinking about the fact that, hey, an entire country is rioting. burning buildings, torching the Starbucks, torching anybody that has anything, because they're upset that they're not going to continue to get their free handout. And the reason that is, I think it's important, and part of the reason I think that you're not going to have as much media coverage of it is because people, they don't want us to see that. They don't want the public to think about that stuff. But in my opinion, that's what's coming. The only way I see California getting out of their issues is bankruptcy. Now, it also needs to be said that...
Which can't happen.
Well, it's the only way they're going to get out of their contracts.
Well, no. The bottom line is they're going to have to cut entitlements. And that's what the Democrats are now fighting with Governor Brown over.
You cannot break your union contracts without bankruptcy.
Well, we come to a right-to-work state. I think it's pretty clear.
Well, in a perfect world, that would work. By the way, feel free to call in if you disagree with us or you agree or you have a comment. 605-4567. You also can listen streaming at kcnr1460.com. But, you know, the problem boils down to this. Once you start to give people, and this is, you know, this has been said quite a bit, so I don't want to linger on it too long, but when more of the people are getting something for free than are voting, then you have an issue. And I can tell you firsthand, when people stand up against these rights, look what happened to the governor of Wisconsin. By the way, look at Wisconsin. They've changed the way that the unions have to collect their dues. It took away the collective bargaining rights. Now they have a surplus for the first time. Another state where absolutely the Democrats went absolutely insane over what the governor was doing. They're similar to what they're doing in Indiana now. Indiana's going to become a right-to-work state. But Michigan... And I'm not a big, I'm a Buckeye fan, love the Ohio State Buckeyes. Not a huge fan of Michigan, although it's a beautiful state and a wonderful place to visit.
My brother went to the university there, actually.
Yeah, look
played
at
football.
There you go. Great, best football game I have ever seen. I took my dad to go see Ohio State versus Michigan in the Big House. The Buckeyes sadly lost. Tim Biakabatuka ran all over us.
No surprise for those folks that go to Michigan.
I know. But it was a long run for the Buckeyes. This is the first year. Anyhow, we get distracted. The fact of the matter is Michigan was run like a socialist state. And all of a sudden, but by the way, and I watch these things and it bothers me so to no end. I can't get over. People need to understand. Everyone's talking about how Detroit is recovering. Guess who got absolutely... I'm not sure what words we're allowed to use. Taken advantage of, abused. Abused is the best word. The bondholders. No one talks about that. The unions made out like bandits. Now they own the car companies that have no debt. Guess what happened to all that debt? The government came to the bondholders who were not going to make the deal and said, make this deal or else. They strong-armed them. They forced them into taking this deal. Those bondholders lost tons of money. Now, no one talks about that because that's the 1% that lost their all that investment money. It's not true. Don't think of it that way. Think of it as your pension fund, which has some monies invested into different bond funds. You lost money, and it was given straight to the unions. I will never buy a GM car again because of that bailout. My son feels the same way, and I've taught him, you know, you're gonna try and focus on the companies that take care of themselves. Ford didn't take any money. I love Ford.
But when you say things like that, you hurt the local economy.
No, I know.
I mean, so
there's tons of car dealerships that sell Fords and Toyotas that are made in America and Hondas that are made in America.
I own both. I own more Chevys than I do Toyotas.
I'm just saying it bothers me because you look at Greece. They're talking about how Greece is going to get this bailout and how Greece is going to be saved. Do you know how they're going to be saved? The bondholders of Greece are taking a 70% haircut. That means they're losing 70% of their money.
I think they have to do a better job with the people and talk to them about the pain they're going to have to feel in order to come out of this.
There
they're
going
to have to.
That is the ultimate result of this has to be. We are at a point in this country and around the world for that matter, but specifically in this country before it's too late, because our percentage of debt is still, although it's a huge number, it's still very relatively small compared to our national debt. We're at the point where we need somebody who's going to say, hey, listen, it's time for some tough talk.
And pain.
And
it is.
I think it's going to be very difficult.
It's not
because
just
you
the millionaires that have to pony up. It's everybody, really.
You cannot get someone that's going to be honest about it.
And the Democrats in this state are absolutely clueless. They are not going to cut the entitlements and cut where they have to cut in order for us to recover.
Yeah. If you'll notice in the last California budget that old Jerry proposed, by the way, Ruth, and the listeners, I'd wonder if you're thinking, do you think there's any way that the voting public is going to approve a tax increase? Because to my mind, I don't think there's any possible way we're going to vote to approve a tax increase.
I think the Hollywood producers and maybe some of those singers that said their prayer yesterday, by the way, on the Grammys, are going to vote for tax increases.
Don't you love it? That's the only time you ever hear him talk about God.
Yeah.
Someone's dead. It brings down the stark reality that this is going to end at some point. And then at that point, they're all bowing their heads. The rest of the time, they're making a mockery of everything that this country believes in.
We are going to have to talk about the Grammys. We are.
That's fine.
We are going to have to do that.
We can talk about the Grammys.
We have to have Jay call, because I think Jay would agree with you, and he would definitely give his opinion. And I like hearing him in the morning. So, Jay, if you're out there, give Kurt a call, 605-4567.
Okay. And we need to take a break, so we'll be back right after this.
At North Valley Bank, you get to choose the checking account that best fits your needs. And with our electronic accounts, we're sure you'll be happy with our fee elimination options. For example, if you like electronic banking and would like to eliminate monthly fees, our Express Checking account is the perfect solution. Just sign up for e-statements and direct deposit. Or choose Go Checking. You can avoid the monthly fee when you use your debit card for purchases more than 5 times per statement month. No matter which one you choose, we'll pay you up to $25 when you trade in your debit card and unused checks from your previous bank within 30 to 45 days. That's right, $25. Choose the best account, set up your services, and say goodbye to fees. For more details, stop in, call us at 866-869-MORE, or visit us online at novb.com. North Valley Bank, member FDIC.
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors, and Frank Hilachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
And KCNR time, 7:23, 42 degrees in Reading. This portion of our program is brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Espresso Joe's Inside Tobacco and Brew is open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The T&B Sweeties will fix you up something to chase off this winter chill here in Reading. They've also got the largest walk-in humidor in Reading. That is in the North State, actually. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And right now, we go back to Free Fire Radio, this week with our guest host, Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel.
Welcome back, Shasta County. We're filling in, like you said, for Carl and Linda. Hopefully they're having some fun doing something someplace warm and no rain.
Well, Palm Springs, I think.
Ooh, love Palm Springs.
Yeah,
many fond
Day,
memories.
Carl's so romantic. That's awesome.
Oh, that is. Actually,
I think Linda has a singing engagement there.
Oh, cool.
I'm thinking.
I could see that for sure. I had many fond memories in Palm Springs. My grandma, who we referred to as Nana, lived to the ripe old age of 99. I give a lot of that to her good genes and also to the desert dryness. Nana lived down there in Palm Springs, and it used to be one of my favorite places to visit. Also had one of my scariest plane rides, Ruth. I know that concerns you. So,
oh, yeah. Well,
it's a very steep.
Here.
It's a very steep descent.
Must have been a pretty good pilot.
It was very steep descent. Had people crying for the first time on the airplane. Luckily, not me. Anyhow, we were talking about Greece. It definitely did concern me. We were talking about Greece. We were talking about the Grammys. Feel free to call in with any thoughts or comments. 605-4567. But you know, Greece is the reason I think it matters is because it's not so much that Greece is going to affect the United States, although it is. Those kind of things don't happen without some sort of ripple effect. My guess is that they will come to us in one form or another for money, either the International Monetary Fund or something along those lines. Somehow we're going to end up having U.S. tax dollars involved in Greece. But the reason I think it bothers me more, Ruth, is very specific. It bothers me more because I don't believe that the American media wants, and I was disappointed in Fox News, quite honestly, because typically you can find them reporting the news. But I don't think the American media wants Americans to think about what the possibilities are for the United States. I think that in their mind, something like this, this is the second time they write it. They never show it. You never see videos of these kids chanting, you know, give us more, give us more.
Don't you think it might be because they want to see the world and, you know, the world around us is falling down and America, as strong as America is.
But then why wouldn't they show that? Why wouldn't they show the other part of the world falling down and show us how strong we are? We are, without a doubt, the greatest country in the history of the world.
Well, did you see Simon Cowell did a, you know, he's from England and... he did a whole thing about how great America was. They don't have a Google. They don't have an Apple. They don't have a lot of the industry we have here, the movie making, the singers, and things like that. It was a great tribute to America.
Well, it should be. All those things are true. This is the greatest country that's offered the greatest opportunity for people, not just Americans, but for any people. How many immigrant stories have you heard where... You have an immigrant that comes to this country and makes it big. Now, they work their tails off. That's the part the media doesn't want you to understand. And the other thing the media doesn't want you to grasp is that it's a country founded on principles, one nation under God. So it's a country where there isn't this collective idea. The first time we started hearing about the collective idea was it takes a village. And that was good old Hillary telling everybody that you need a whole village to raise your family. I'll tell you what, I was raised by my mother and father. And if my mother couldn't knock sense into me, I had the fear of God in me because the worst words I could ever hear as a kid were, wait till your father gets home. I have memories of hiding under the bed at the end of Marlene Avenue, waiting for my father to get home because my mother had found out that Mrs. Denny had been paddling me every day for the past 3 months. We had a rule in our house. If you got paddled at school, you got paddled again when you got home. Well, Mrs. Denny, my third grade teacher, bless her heart, still lives up in Burney and still remembers me, probably because I think she threw out her shoulder multiple times. I was a kid that needed a lot of extracurricular attention after school. Typically, she had a paddle, had the 13 or 14-inch paddle, so she'd get after me for whatever I did wrong that day. And my idea was, well, you know, what she doesn't know won't hurt her, so I neglected to tell my mother about those things. And the worst day was when Mrs. Denny got too tired to paddle me and sent me to the fourth grade teacher instead, Mr. Burt. Mr. Burt had a giant paddle, and he proceeded to warm me up pretty good. I walked outside, and there it was, my mother talking to Mrs. Denny. That's right. I had that feeling in my stomach, like, uh-oh, I'm done for. Walked over, and my mother said those dreaded words, wait till your father gets home. I literally hid under my bed for 4.5 hours. By the time my dad got home, my mother felt so sorry for me that she said, I think he's suffered enough. He's been afraid that you're going to kill him for the last 4 hours, so don't do anything. But
don't you think, I mean, I went to Catholic school, and the nuns would whack us so hard that they would leave an imprint.
Penguin with rulers.
Absolutely, with rulers. And now the kids can't get even scolded. You know, and their parents are down there. But the bottom line is
that... You're right. It comes down to the principles that our country is being brought up under. And that's, you know, you're saying, boy, how did we get from the media not showing us videos of Greece to local... But it's all about how our culture is being changed. And we're watching these things where people are kind of telling you, hey, everything's okay. Don't punish the kid. And by the way, you get the great rant we heard on the Adam Carolla... Everybody expects something. I remember I coached T-ball when my kids were little, and every kid got to bat. You know, that the inning was over when every kid had a chance to have a bat. even if they didn't hit the ball, they would basically have the coach throw the ball and tell the kid to run.
Yeah, and in my school, if you couldn't play well, you were the last one picked, and nobody, I mean, people gave you a hard time if you were up the bat and you couldn't hit the bat.
And now they don't let you pick sides.
But didn't that make you better?
What
didn't
did that make it? You
better?
Wanted to be picked.
That's right. You went home and practiced how to hit the ball so you didn't get...
That's exactly right. We need to take another break. We'll be back right after this.
KCNR time coming up on 7:30. Fox News next.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicking off this week's trading in a sea of green. This after Greece's parliament approved new austerity measures. They're part of a package aimed at saving that nation from bankruptcy. Thousands took to the street in Athens protesting this further round of spending cuts. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 60 points. General Electric and Microsoft plan a new company focusing on information technology for healthcare. The 50-50 joint venture is expected to start operating in the first half of this year. Microsoft and GE Healthcare are also announcing several leaders who will serve under CEO designate Michael Simpson once the new company is formed. And Sony Music is on track to have a big sales week. The label will likely see a spike in sales as fans buy music of singer Whitney Houston, who died over the weekend. The New York Post reports Sony has special marketing plans for the Houston catalog. The label was already expected to benefit from last night's Grammy Awards show. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much could I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750, but remember you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Gentlemen, don't leave this one to fate. Set the date for a memorable Valentine's at Wind River Casino and enjoy a delicious dinner for two at Elements Restaurant for just $40. Dinner includes an appetizer, house salad, and fry bread, your choice of a 12-ounce New Yorker ribeye steak, baked potato and seasoned vegetables, and dessert, along with $10 free slot play each to play your favorite slot machine. Just $40 for a fun-filled Valentine's dinner and more. Reservations suggested. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
You'll find your favorite table games at Wind River Casino. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand pitch more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, Emperor's Challenge Pai-Gow poker, Texas Shootout, and Lucky Ladies bonuses. Plus, coming soon to the pit, three-card craps. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For all table game details, log on to WinRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
The state granted.
My name is Brian Salato. I'm a California licensed real estate broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. I actually hired Estate Granite and Tile to do my own personal kitchen. The great thing about Estate Granite was they, from the selection of the granite to the actual fabrication and the insulation, they were involved all the way throughout the entire process.
Estate Granite.
For me, the part of manufacturing and fabricating granite is really the expertise of detail and going through a process and making the best features of the granite be the focal point in the kitchen. It always makes a big difference as I'm selling real estate in the community. People always notice that kitchen and that granite is really a focal point, and you really do not want to leave that to chance. And Estate Granite and Tile just does an exceptional job in fabricating and going through the entire process and walking you through that. The product is exceptional.
Estate Granite, a reputation carved in stone. 241 Stone. EstateGranite.com.
Many of life's failures are from people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Thomas Edison knew what he was talking about. Five Star Bank wants to be your partner in success. It's a great big financial world out there, and having some smart people to count on is so important. Five Star Bank has those smart professionals to give you the kind of advice and support so needed in today's business. Smart people doing good business. You may not be trying to invent a light bulb, but starting and running a small business can seem just as daunting. Great inspiration and wisdom can be had from those who were there before you and I. Five Star Bank wants to be there for you. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
7:34 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, the only windshield company that can repair what other shops can't and won't tell you what is possible. I'm not sure exactly how I was supposed to say that, but anyway, we've had Jeff Wurst in here several times. He knows what he's talking about, and if you want to get your windshield repaired, a great job that will restore the structural integrity of your vehicle so you don't have to pull the windshield out, because that never goes back right, Jeff is your guy. Yeah, you'll see folks alongside the road that are offering to do it for $20. Don't be taken in by that. Go see the professional. Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give him a call at 241-8373. And now, back to our guest hosts here on Free Fire Radio, Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel.
I sort of miss our bumper music coming into this, but we are on KCNR, and if you want to listen to us live, KCNR1460.com. And one of the things that I wanted to mention, Kurt, is that in the chat room there's a lot of discussion over the addictions. And I wanted to say something to Fargy. 6 years being sober, that's awesome. It takes a lot of courage to do that. And many of us realize and know people who have addictions. And I just want to say it takes a lot of courage to be where you are today. And congratulations, really.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's a sad thing. You have somebody like Whitney Houston, who, without a doubt, if you ever saw that movie, I'm sure you did, Ruth. You're old, but you're not that old. Bodyguard?
Of course. It was a great album.
And that was an amazing album. There were so many great songs in there. It reminds me of another group, although I won't get distracted, but Dixie Chicks. It's the only album I could think of where every song, Dixie Chicks' first album, before they made all their stupid political comments and I stopped listening to them, that was an amazing album. You look at somebody like Whitney, though. That album, Bodyguard, was an amazing. Her voice on every single song was off the charts. She was a talent that just is very rare. We don't have them come along very often. You know, Frank Sinatra-type voice, just one of a kind. And to have it ruined and destroyed and basically, you know, the woman hadn't done much in about 20 years, but everybody still thinks of her fresh off the top of her mind, your mind when you're thinking about great women singers. My kids love American Idol. I watch it with them. Every season, some poor girl will make the decision to try and sing a Whitney song. And every time they say the same thing, man, that's crazy. No one can do it like Whitney. And that's because she had this amazing voice, which sadly cut short by the fact that she had problems with addiction, multiple addictions apparently. But this wasn't a train wreck that you know, this wasn't a car crash you saw, boom, split second. People saw this coming for the past 15 years.
Absolutely, and those people that are addicted, and from someone that knows, it's the family is really affected by their addiction, and it is the person who is addicted that controls the cards. They are the people that have to help themselves because the family gets drug into it, and they so want to see their loved ones recovered and have them see the light, but it's not about the family. It's not about what the family wants. It's about the person who's addicted making the change themselves, stepping out of it, having the courage to do it. I was telling you about off the air that Guns N' Roses watched a great show on Dr. Phil, of all things, and I never watched that. Just happened to be on, and I thought, oh, I love that band. So I watched it, and this guy was drinking like 20 gallons of vodka a day to get off the drugs. And so he went to alcohol, and then, you know, eventually went in his spleen, and everything blew up inside of him. The doctor says, hey, you've been given another chance. And the guy said, you know what? I'm going to take it. And he did, and he's a big advocate for recovery. And I just think it's really about the person involved in the addiction, that if you have family members and that are affected by it, that they really need to understand it is about the person with the addiction.
Well, it is, and the bottom line is it has to be that person's decision, because you know, especially someone that drinks, if they want to drink, they're going to be able to drink. Drugs are a little more difficult because they have to go out and find them, but you know, typically you can find them. And so it has to be that person's decision. It can be absolutely gut-wrenching. There's no doubt about it. And there's no doubt that this was sad. It's very, very sad. But for me, still, I keep coming back to the point. I think that when these type things happen, I believe the media and other people use it as an opportunity to take our minds off of the reality of what's going on around us.
And you may be true. I mean, I really think we're talking about apples and oranges here
with
Whitney.
I mean, it's sad. And there's no doubt it's sad. I mean, and the Grammys are interesting. I'm not a fan because I watch those shows. I'm not a fan of any of those shows because my thought is, do these people really need another chance to get more accolades? They're already idolized. They bellyache.
Paul McCartney, come on.
But boy, Paul, give him credit. Did you see his new one?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I saw his new one. I saw the boss out there with the guitars at the end. It was fabulous.
Carl calls the awards the self-licking ice cream cone.
Yes, that's exactly right. I'm like, good grief. But give Paul McCartney credit. But I would say this to him, hey, if the one with one leg didn't take you for enough money, I'd watch out for the one with two legs because you know that they're not with you for your good looks anymore, Paul. Although he does look pretty good. What's he got to be, 70-something? He's ancient.
He is just fabulous and amazing. And
I'm not a fan ever since the Obama White House dinner when he sang My Michelle.
Well, did you see the tribute to... Well, you obviously didn't watch it.
I watched a little bit of it. By the way, another thing about the Grammys, how quickly we forget. They had the guy that beat up his girlfriend on the stage and that got a standing ovation from his dance moves.
I think I fast-forwarded through that. But Maroon 5 doing the Beach Boys.
I like Maroon 5, yeah. The Beach Boys were supposed to get together for the first time.
They did.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Or was it sad?
It was good. I think they had a lot of really talented people around them to help them carry the notes, but I thought it was pretty good.
It's kind of sad. It's like when I went and saw Eddie Money at the at Johnny's Cat House. It was kind of sad. You know, I remember Eddie Money from Take Me Home Tonight and filling up the Detroit Silver Dome. And then I saw him at Johnny's Cat House, and it was kind of sad. My dad said the same thing about Wayne Newton. I love Wayne Newton.
The stripper place in Chico is...
No, it's right here in Reading.
It's down on California Street.
Very nice bar, Ruth. Obviously for the younger generation.
go to any Indian gaming casino, and it's like the graveyard where elephants go to die.
I know. It's kind of sad. And I think you understand they have to do it, obviously, for the money. But it's still sad because you want to remember him as this vibrant young guy. Eddie Money, how many great songs did you... You had a few of those good years, too, Ruth. So I look that, and I'm just like, oh. But... So, you know, it's sad. The Grammys are an interesting phenomena. The idea that we're going to get up there and shine more and be concerned about what someone's wearing. I'm concerned about, and I'm not this serious all the time, but to me, it's something I want to think about. We've lost 2 million jobs that, in my opinion, won't come back with this president in any way, shape, or form. And all we're talking about what so-and-so is wearing at the Grammys.
It's just a moment, and a moment that'll be fleeting for everyone. But I think the bottom line is that you got to respect some of the singers that were on the stage last night. Adele was fabulous.
Oh, yes.
her song.
We need to take a break.
My gosh.
We're running late. We'll talk about this a little bit more right after this.
In a medical emergency, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center. Our 30-minute ER guarantee means you'll spend less time in the waiting room and receive medical treatment faster. We know that no one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. That's why at Shasta Regional, our ER guarantees your care will begin within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional is prepared for any emergency and is specially trained and staffed to handle rapid diagnosis and fast-track care during the critical early stages of a heart attack, stroke, and shock when treatments are most effective. Emergencies happen without warning, but quality care by board-certified doctors and nurses is no accident. During an emergency, the hospital you choose can make all the difference in the world. Choose Shasta Regional and receive medical treatment faster. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Total commitment. Total care.
This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
KCNR 1460, where the time is 7:45. Taking a quick look at the weather, it'll be showers today, high near 56, mostly cloudy tonight, low 36. More, a little bit of rain on tomorrow on tap. As a new system moves in, it'll be otherwise sunny and a high near 61. It is 42 degrees downtown. The weather brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, where if you want to get your chance to meet and greet and maybe even have dinner with a conservative writer, talk show guest and columnist Ann Coulter, be sure to visit AnselmoVineyards.com. And we understand that Ann Coulter will be a guest here on KCNR 1460. Right now, though, let's turn the mics back over to our guest hosts, Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel.
Well, thanks for listening in Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent. I'm joined by Ruth Angel. We normally do a radio show every Saturday morning here from 9 to 10 where we talk about real estate. I am a realtor by profession. We flip houses and we sell foreclosures, but I was raised in a family that loves politics and discusses politics all the time. And
if you listen to our show, we talk a lot about politics, yeah. Not a whole lot about
too much. Well, you know, Ruth, people ask me about that. They're like, gosh, I thought you were talking about a real estate show, but I listened
it
in,
all
and
comes
it's
back.
The reality of it is, it all kind of does. Real estate's your biggest investment. It's going to be affected by everything around you. And the other thing is that real estate gets boring. You know, you can only talk so many times about the number of foreclosures in Shasta County. It's a topic that people kind of like to talk about, but at the same time kind of don't. The reason they don't want to talk about it is because everybody in Shasta County has lost a significant amount of money over the past, 4 or 5 years, along with most of the people in the nation. Real estate has been pummeled. But a topic that the next time we have the Wells Fargo advisor on for his next break, I'm going to ask him the question, why in the world are the equity markets going up? Prior to moving back to Shasta County, I was very fortunate, Ruth, you know this story, but my dad moved us all over the place. I grew up here in Redding in the late 70s. My dad sensed that a economic downturn was about to occur with the devastation of the lumber industry, which did occur, by the way. And with the advent of all the environmental groups coming out of the woodworks to slow down and stop development. So he moved us back east. We took a 21-day trip all over the United States, staying basically one day in each city till he found a place for us to move to, which was Washington, D.C. So that kind of started it. And then I moved and moved and moved and never lived any place longer than, I think, 7 years until I lived in Chicago after college. But I met my wife, Diane, at a little tiny conservative Christian college in Indiana, called Taylor University in Upland, Indiana. After leaving Taylor, I was very fortunate. I'm having a brain cramp on what I'm going to call my professor. But anyhow, I had a great professor. His name was Rick Seaman. And I was in a statistics class with him. And my entire life, I'd been told that I had to show my work, and I never did. I always did my math in my head. Algebra 1, Algebra 2, moving on. And so I get to statistics. Last math course I'm going to be taking in my adult life because I knew it. I wasn't going to take another one.
It's in your head, and you are really good at math.
Well, I did this test for Rick, and he was a young guy. He was a great professor because he had already gone out and made his money in the stock market. He'd been a broker. He had done very well and come back to be a professor. So I went to him because I got a D on a test. My dad had pretty strict rules about how I got college paid for. I was very fortunate to have my parents pay for it. But the rule was if I didn't get good grades, he didn't pay for it. So I get this D on a statistics test, and I go to Rick Seaman, and I say, hey, Rick, you're killing me here. My dad's going to stop paying for school. I can't afford to get a D, and my answers are correct, aren't they? He goes, yeah, but you didn't show your work. And I said, you know, I've heard that whole spiel from ninth grade on, that if I don't show my work, it's going to build into the next course. I do the math in my head. It's just the way my brain works. I can't help it, but I can't all get this D. So if you think I cheated, I'll do the whole test in front of you right now. Give me another one. I'll be happy to do it. I just do the work in my head. I've never been able to show it. And he goes, well, I'll bump you to a C. I can't change it from a, you know, too high, but I'll bump you up to a C so you don't get in too much trouble with your dad. But more importantly, I'll help you out. I'll get you a summer job. Because if your brain works that way, you need to be down in the exchanges. So he did. He and my dad helped get me a job down at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. I was a runner, and I got to be in what was my dream job. After college, I got offered a job in Pork Bellies. Was my first gig, which I quit 2 days later, and because they only worked from 9 to 1. In hindsight, maybe I should have stuck with the Pork Bellies, because it's an unusual world. People don't understand it, Ruth. If you want to trade Pork Bellies, there's about 13 traders in the entire world that you're going to come to for your prices. Anyhow, I went from the Merc.
Well, before you say that, yeah. John has a comment about you can't provide the proof without showing the work.
Well, you can provide the proof in the answers. If the answer's correct and you show the work and you're in a closed room with nothing to help you cheat, then your proof is that your head's the head's the proof. The answer is the proof.
Well, you got a big head, so that works.
Anyhow, we'll continue on with that, because I want to give you just a little background to help you understand why these politics and why the national monetary policy affects your real estate, also affects your daily life, even though you don't know it. We'll be back right after this.
Why people keep coming back to Crown Motors. And Frank Hilichico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. Your pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
I'm Curtis Byron of Siskiyou Insurance Services. I could sit here and tell you everything we do, but that's only part of the story. I sell insurance for pretty much everything you can imagine. I'm also your neighbor, and I was raised here. I went to Shasta Elementary, Shasta High, and Shasta College. I can proudly say this is my community and my home, just like you. You see, at Siskiyou Insurance Services, you aren't just dealing with an insurance agent, you're dealing with me, Curtis Byron. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 224-2345.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
At North Valley Bank, you get to choose the checking account that best fits your needs. And with our electronic accounts, we're sure you'll be happy with our fee elimination options. For example, if you like electronic banking and would like to eliminate monthly fees, our Express Checking account is the perfect solution. Just sign up for e-statements and direct deposit. Or choose Go Checking. You can avoid the monthly fee when you use your debit card for purchases more than 5 times per statement month. No matter which one you choose, we'll pay you up to $25 when you trade in your debit card and unused checks from your previous bank within 30 to 45 days. That's right, $25. Choose the best account, set up your services, and say goodbye to fees. For more details, stop in, call us at 866-869-MORE, or visit us online at novb.com. North Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
KCNR Time 7:54 on Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by R&B Sharpening. On the cutting edge, bandsaw blades made to order while you wait. They do saws, knives, router bits, shaper cutters. In fact, if it cuts, they'll make it sharper. That's R&B Sharpening down in Anderson at 365-1479. Now back to our guest hosts on Free Fire Radio, Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel.
Welcome back, Shasta County. Thanks for listening in. We're filling in today for Carl and Linda. We do a radio show every Saturday from 9 to 10 on real estate and politics.
I wish I could sing like her.
Like who?
Like Linda.
Oh, I'll bet you do.
She's fabulous.
Absolutely. Before the break, I was kind of giving you a little background because I had a question is why are the equity markets going up? And why that affects people here in Redding? Well, I'm assuming that there's a large number of this educated audience, and that's an assumption I make. But I think it's probably well-founded that most of the people that listen to this show are at least well-educated, or if not well-educated through institutions, have been educated on their own. It's a fairly intelligent audience, and so that would lead me to believe they've got some investments. And one of the places that most people have money in, pretty much everybody with a mutual fund, is invested in the markets. So out of college, I ended up working down at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange and then trading options over at the Chicago Board Options Exchange on my own for 11 years. Loved it. And when the time came for me to quit, I had some health issues. The market had changed. The way I had been taught to trade had changed. And I saw the writing on the wall. And my dad had called and said, hey, you got to move to Redding. It's going to explode. The real estate market's going to take off here. So that brings me back to my question. Long explanation. But why are the equity markets going up, Ruth? I know you've got millions or, you know, not millions. I'm joking. But you've got money invested in the market.
You probably have some in your mattress at home.
A little bit. But why in the world do we see these equity markets going up day after day? One of the things that the Obama administration points to is, well, look at the stock market. Look at the stock market where it was when I took over. It's one of the few bright spots he can point to as being a positive. Now, I have my own feelings. I'd love to hear, and I will. I'll ask the Wells Fargo advisor his opinion on this the next time we talk to him. But, you know, what do the listeners think? Why in the world does the equity market continue to go up and up? We know that the economy is not getting any stronger. They'd love for us to believe that it's getting stronger. But I don't see it. We don't see the evidence here in Redding on a day-to-day basis. I was in Las Vegas a week ago, and the reality there was equally, or pretty close to the same, or 2 weeks ago. Their economy has been devastated. The people in Las Vegas will be the first one to tell you, and they squarely blame Obama. Every taxi, and we didn't rent a cab. I was there for a Safari Club show. Every day we'd take the cab twice a day down to the show and back to our hotel. That was cheaper than renting a car. And we'd have the discussion with the cabbies on the way over. And the bottom line was they were telling us how bad the economy was, miserable things were.
The owner of the Wynn Hotel there just put a scathing article in all the papers about how Obama is ruining this country.
Absolutely.
And they're holding on to their money and not hiring people and not building because
people are scared.
Obama, right?
People are absolutely concerned that they're not going to have any money. Fire away.
Jumping in here real quick, we're coming up on 2 minutes, but Jay, the philosopher cab driver, jumped on the line.
Yay.
And we wanted to get him in. Jay, you're on.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Jay.
You're all doing a great job. I know I don't have much time, but my point is this. Why did home prices double and triple when the homes were the same as they've always been? There's manipulation in the market. That's why the stock market's doing what it's doing. It's not natural. It's obviously manipulation's going on. And it too will pop, and there you go.
Well,
under my 2 minute barrier.
Well, under your 2 minute barrier. And we'll discuss this after the break because I completely disagree with you. There was zero market manipulation in real estate prices. That is a market that, and it's very difficult. People think that they can manipulate things. It's very difficult to try and make them to be bigger than the market. Just ask Lamar Hunt. No individual is bigger than the market. When you do get a collective movement.
The market actually has been manipulated over the years, and we are at a point where it crashed. I mean, when I was buying houses 10, 15 years, well, 20 years ago,
well,
for
no,
that matter.
There's a difference, Ruth.
There were people saying, what do you have to do to afford these houses?
Well, no,
and I don't know how we did it.
There's a difference, and we've got a minute here, so we'll definitely. And Jay, I appreciate the call very much. Feel free to call.
My only point is, how could things triple in price?
Supply and demand.
The same house has always been.
Supply and demand.
supply, who made the supply, who made the demand, what were the things that were causing it, and that's the manipulation I'm referring to. I don't claim to know what you know on this subject, but obviously there had to be something to cause the supply or the demand.
Absolutely.
Anyway, have a wonderful day, guys.
No, I appreciate the call, and we'll discuss that more after the break, but you're absolutely right. There were things that did cause a lack of supply. We'll get into that after the break. But in order to think that that was somehow manipulated, it could be. If it is, then you and I are on the same page as far as conspiracy theories, because that would be massive conspiracy. So anyhow, we're up to a hard break, and we'll be back right after this.
Thank you for listening to Free Fire Radio. We'll continue after the top of the hour on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He wants to cut the deficit by raising some taxes. President Obama about to unveil his 2013 budget at a college in Virginia. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live in Annandale.
The president will highlight worker training provisions in his budget here at Northern Virginia Community College to train workers for jobs with specific skill needs. It's the kind of investment the president says must be preserved as the nation tries to rein in the deficit. The administration says this budget will lead to $4 trillion in deficit savings over 10 years, but critics say that includes some gimmicks, like including ending the war in Iraq, which is already over, and having a campaign-style speech for the budget rollout may reinforce charges that this is more of a campaign document. Dave?
Mike, the Republican response?
This is a dishonest budget. It claims multiple reductions in deficits that aren't real.
GOP Senator Jeff Sessions says the U.S. debt will keep growing. Also in the president's budget, a plan to raise taxes on higher-income Americans. Israeli diplomats targeted in two countries, and they're pointing the finger at Iran. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in Jerusalem.
Dave, first in India, an attacker apparently on a motorcycle placed a bomb on an Israeli diplomat's car near the embassy in New Delhi. His wife was injured along with three others. Then authorities in Georgia caught and defused another bomb planted near the Israeli embassy there. Here in Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu quick to accuse Iran and its Lebanese backup Hezbollah of being behind the attacks. The Iranian ambassador in India rejecting the allegations, Dave.
Emily, what killed Whitney Houston? Well, that's not been determined.
Security hold on the case, so we're not going to discuss it, and there still is testing going on.
Assistant LA Coroner Ed Winter, Houston found dead in a Beverly Hills hotel bathtub Saturday. Jerry Sandusky can see most of his grandchildren with their parents' supervision, a judge ruling in favor of the ex-Penn State coach accused of molesting children. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
When you were a kid, you had all sorts of toys. Toy cars, boats, trucks, entire toy boxes full of fun. Of course, you never really outgrow your toys, do you? It's just that now, instead of a box full, you have a garage full. Cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, ATVs, and more. As you get older, your love of toys just gets stronger. So protect those toys the best way possible by switching to Allstate. An Allstate agent can help do the switching, paperwork, bundle all your policies together, and even find you a bunch of discounts. So if you love your toys, make sure you protect your toys by making one call to an Allstate agent.
Protect all your toys with Allstate. Find an agent near you at allstate.com today.
Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
Fresh off his caucus win in Maine Saturday, Mitt Romney campaigns in Arizona today, 2 weeks before Republicans vote there. Rick Santorum will be in Washington State, Newt Gingrich in California, and he's hoping for a big Super Tuesday win in March in Georgia, where voting starts today.
Turnout for the in-person early voting is expected to be heavier than usual, in part because the GOP presidential race is generating a lot of news coverage. A new state law reduces the amount of days where early ballots are taken in Georgia, but the polls will also be open on a Saturday for the first time ever. There are 76 delegates at stake in the Georgia primary, the most of any Super Tuesday state. In Atlanta, Mike Conti for Fox News Radio.
Opening arguments are today in Detroit in the case against seven militia members.
The group is called the Houthari, and seven members are accused of conspiring to overthrow the government. Feds say the accused planned to kill a police officer, then ambush others as they attended the funeral, hoping to set off a broader government revolt. Attorneys for militia members say the group is only involved in survival training in case of an attack on the U.S. and is being targeted for criticizing the government.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. Whitney Houston was mourned a lot last night at the Grammys.
We've had a death in our family.
LL Cool J opened the Grammys on CBS with a prayer. As for the awards, Adele stole the show.
She was nominated for 6 Grammy Awards, and that's exactly how many she won.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Adele also performed on the Grammy stage, confirming she's back and better than ever after throat surgery by starting the song a cappella. Another big winner on the CBS show, Foo Fighters, who won 5 awards. The performances still have people talking, like when the Beach Boys reunited on stage after more than 20 years. In Los Angeles, Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, we're seeing some gains to start the week. The Dow is up 48 points after the Greeks agreed to a big budget cut to secure another European bailout. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And welcome back to our second hour of Free Fire Radio with our guest hosts, Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel. And we have a caller on the line, by the way, guys.
Well, go ahead. Who do we have on the line there, Bob?
Elizabeth, you're on.
Good morning,
Elizabeth.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Ruth. Good morning, Kurt. I love your show on the weekend.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's important stuff, so really glad you guys are sharing. I am calling to give my monthly, or my Monday morning update as to what we're doing at the Tea Party tonight.
I wonder what that is.
We are going to, you know, we're starting to look at some of the policies at the local level, and one of the things that we hear a lot about is that people struggle with our county in terms of personal property rights, building permits, anything having to do with their own private property. And as we all know, Reversion Salmo from in Salmo Vineyards in the Shingletown area has been struggling quite a bit with the county and has actually taken the county to court. And he's going to be joining us tonight at the Reading Tea Party. And he's going to share his story with all the folks there tonight. We also hope that more people will step forward and share their experiences as well. But we meet at 6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonneview Road, and that is the Destiny Fellowship Church. And anybody out there who's got a piece of property and is concerned about private property rights, this would be an awesome opportunity to come out and talk with like-minded people.
Absolutely. So that's at 6 o'clock tonight, Elizabeth?
6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road.
And people listening need to understand, and I hope, see, I just don't think they do. I think it's from the continual dumbing down of us. They need to understand that it can affect, here's a guy that's being affected, and he will be portrayed as, just this, the one percenter type guy.
Right.
But the reality of it is it affects everybody. And now I'll tell you who was affected here recently, and it was very kind of hushed over in the newspaper, but there was a guy here locally that was forced to sell his land to a developer at what he didn't feel was a fair price. And so again, your personal property rights, there's a guy who owns his land, did not want to sell it to them at a fair price, did not like the way he was dealt with, and the city stepped in and said, you know what, it's for the greater good of the community, we're taking your land. Things like that are happening.
And the thing that scares me the most about the mentality of a majority of Americans is that if it doesn't directly impact them, then they're not concerned about it. But
Absolutely.
What they don't understand is little by little, it will eventually affect everyone.
You're exactly right. And the fact of the matter is, people need to think a little bit bigger than right here, right now, because it may not affect them today. But it does absolutely affect people. Say you're a rancher and you're not paying attention to this fight that's taking place. And then we get increasingly ridiculous and increasingly draconian restrictions on what you can do with your private property because of environmental interests.
Right. And you know, there's a situation happening out in Lake California. Now Lake California is basically a neighborhood, and there's a situation happening out there with fish and game, and individual homeowners may be put in a position of having to fork out $5,000 a piece because of an environmental issue. And they're neighborhoods, they're streets. You drive down their street, and it's house after house after house, cars parked in driveways. We have a situation with an individual behind Sun Oaks. If everybody knows where Sun Oaks is,
that's where I grew up.
Nice neighborhoods back there.
Yep.
They were forced by the Army Corps of Engineers to pull out all of their fruit trees in their own backyard.
And this has happened not when it was being developed, but as people lived in these homes and purchased these homes, they're being asked to pull out their fruit trees.
Now, you hear something like that. That's the first I've ever heard of it.
Yeah.
What was the rationale for them telling them to pull out their fruit trees?
Well, there's a ditch that runs on their property, and they basically have, I would say, maybe half an acre.
Sure, those are
it's
big lots.
It's basically a large lot.
Yeah.
And there's a ditch that runs, a dry ditch that runs at the very back of their property. Well, the back of their property they felt would be a great place to plant fruit trees, have a little bit of, just a little bit of fruit, obviously
sure.
Not knowing what you're getting at the grocery store. Everybody wants to grow their own vegetables and fruits.
Sure.
And the Army Corps of Engineers came along and said, we're going to control that ditch because that's considered to be a U.S. waterway.
Mm.
Even though it's a dry ditch, it might run, half a dozen days a year. So the Army Corps of Engineers came in and said, we have to protect that ditch. And your fruit trees on your property are not indigenous.
Well,
they're not native.
How in the world did the Army Corps of Engineers even find out about it?
That I don't know. That's a really good question.
Yeah, that's something that really concerns me. What in the world are they doing on this guy's property? I grew up over there. I remember having acorn wars with Steve Christensen over there right behind Sun Oaks. We'd build forts. Those are large one-acre parcels.
Mm-hmm.
There are very, very few neighborhoods that have those large parcels, but that's my old backyard. It's where I grew up. It's where we buried puppies.
It's a neighborhood. It's a regular neighborhood.
So what in the world is the Army Corps of Engineers? And understand, as a businessman and as a guy who's developed a little bit of property here and there, and understands the difficulty, I don't want to get crosshairs with the government. But what in the world is the Army Corps of Engineers doing in somebody's individual backyard?
Right. And the thing is they're now not allowed to do anything with that part of their property. They're allowed to pay property taxes on it. They're allowed to assume total responsibility and liability for that property, but they are not allowed to use it. And this is a house in a neighborhood with a backyard.
Don't
think it'll affect them.
Don't you start seeing some of these grassroots efforts
Elizabeth,
come up?
Hold on,
Ruth.
We're running real late. Elizabeth, if you want to, just hang on there. We'll continue this after, but we need to take a break real quick.
Elizabeth, okay, we're going to take you off circuit, so it'll go quiet for a minute because we do need to pick up our Wells Fargo call. Okay?
No problem.
So you're
going
to go quiet for
a second. It's a great topic.
Okay. And there we go. Now we bring up our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondak. And, Chris, I believe that Kurt has a question for you before you do the market minute.
Okay, thank you.
Is that okay, Chris?
Not a problem.
Good, because I like to talk to guys, and we're definitely throwing everybody off their game a little bit here today by our not doing things by the norm. But give us a quick shot as to your opinion why equity markets continue to rally so much. We've had a huge rally.
I think it has to do with yields. With the Federal Reserve keeping interest rates down so low, people are going for a little more risk to get a little higher reward on their money. You look at some of your higher dividend-paying stocks, blue-chip stocks, and you're doing a lot better than you can do in a CD. I mean, right now, to tie a CD up 3, 4, 5 years, you're barely getting over 1%.
Yes. So you're saying there's still plenty of money out there. People need to invest. They're looking for a better yield.
Absolutely.
Well, that actually...
Especially if you're living off a fixed income. I mean, the elderly are getting hurt the hardest.
That's true. Well, no, I appreciate that. Now we'll let you get into your report, and I appreciate that because that's
Thank
the
you.
Input from someone that's living it. So,
all right.
Fire away.
Good morning, everyone. Well, currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 49 points at 12,850. The S&P 500 is up 6 points at 1,349, while the NASDAQ Composite's adding 18 points at 2,922. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 208 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems up 9 cents at $19.97, Intel's up a penny at $26.67, while Apple's up $6.49 at $500.02. Of local interest, PG&E up 17 cents at $41.42, Costco's down 61 cents at $83.56, and Reading Bank of Commerce down 2 cents at $3.94 a share. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.96%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.27%. Oil's up $1.18 a barrel at $99.85, and precious metals are higher with gold up $5.17 an ounce at $17.24.56, while silver's up 13 cents at $33.69. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Chris. We've got to take a break here. It is 8:14 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. More right after this.
I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors, and Frank Hilachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. Your pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
It's quarter after 8 here on KCNR 1460, and the weather real quickly. Showers today, mainly before 10 a.m., a high of 56, and rain off and on throughout the day. However, not a whole lot of accumulation. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low around 36, and more rain off and on tomorrow. Currently, it is 44 degrees in Reading. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, where conservative writer Ann Coulter will be coming out on March 23rd. For more information, visit AnselmoVineyards.com. Now, back once again to our guest hosts, Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel.
You know, I listen to Chris Lasondak Monday through Friday and company, actually, and he's a smart guy at Wells Fargo. He has his finger on the pulse, and I read an article yesterday in USA Today that anyone with cash should be buying real estate. But the public, for some reason, isn't getting that message. Investors, real estate agents, they will tell you that now is the time to buy.
Well, it's very hard for someone to be go against the grain. And right now there's such a high level of fear in real estate that the market's going to continue to crash. And it's true. If you're going out to buy a second home, you're going to get great opportunities. You're going to look to places like Arizona, Florida, Southern California. You're going to get a pretty decent opportunity to buy an inexpensive home. If you are buying rental properties, you can't find a better time. You talk about your yields. Yields on rental properties are easily 7-8% without including in there any factorization for appreciation, which is going to come someday. But just without any appreciation, you're getting 7-8% yield. But we also still have Elizabeth on the line, and we were talking about private property rights. And this is a big deal for people in places like Shasta County. It doesn't matter in a spot like L.A. where there's nothing else they can do to your property and you've got concrete all around you. It matters here in Shasta County. When I hear that the government's coming in and telling you what you can do with the back of your half-acre lot because it's got some waterways in it, that's a concern. So.
If I could make a point that this is why it's so critical that people become informed and stay aware. And yeah, it's not the funnest thing to do. There are so many public meetings that are available to people, and again, it's not always the most desirable way to spend your free time, but you have to know what's going on because ultimately it will affect you no matter who you are, no matter where you live. It's going to come down the pike. It's the same trickle-down theory. They start with large parcels of land, you know, like the situation up in Siskiyou County with the ranchers and the farmers, and it trickles down to somebody living in a subdivision. So even though you would rather not get involved and you don't like to talk politics, honestly, at this venture of the game, it's critical that you do because we don't have the luxury of being ignorant anymore. We don't have the luxury of walking away from topics that don't interest us, that we find difficult to absorb. and politics and what's happening with these agencies.
It's true.
It is difficult.
Well, don't you think it's about people not really wanting to get into a situation where it's us against them and that we're holding on to our guns and our religion? And really, it's not about that. It's about
becoming informed.
It's about saying, hey, you know, you got the Churn Creek Bottom. You've got the folks over there on Holly Road organizing. You got the guy who had to sell his property. No matter what you think about that, the bottom line is that the common sense, our Shasta County Board of Supervisors, they really have to be more customer service oriented.
Well, and for our libertarian friends, though, that's where you can't have your cake and eat it, too.
No.
Churn Creek Bottom is that's a private property right, and I'm on the wrong side of that with most of our local conservatives, because most of the local conservatives want that to stay Churn Creek Bottom. That's a private property right.
I'm kind of along the same lines as you, Kurt, because obviously it's wonderful to have that agricultural land, but if you strip away desires and wants and personal opinions, it all comes back down to private property
but
rights.
The fact of the matter is that
developer purchased that property.
That's right.
Bottom line is that developer owns that property. The folks in Churn Creek Bottom need to be heard, though, and they were heard.
Sure.
No, and they certainly have that right, but at what point does infringing on that become an issue? By the way, you know, for what people don't understand how wide and how far-reaching the scope of government can be, if you have a pond on your land, and say it's a little tiny one, but during the wintertime, Fish and Game or somebody comes out there, and a duck lands on that pond, do you realize that now your land can be governed by Fish and Wildlife because you have interstate commerce? That duck flew from Oregon to California. And so it affects hunting and different things like that. But that gives them the broad-reaching scope to come in there and say, okay, your pond is affecting us in this way.
And as ludicrous as that sounds, Kurt, you're absolutely right.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I mean, that's what's pretty scary.
It gets that crazy.
And people need to be aware of that. So bringing it all back to tonight's meeting.
Yes.
That's at 6 o'clock on Bonneview down there.
Yeah, and I encourage people to come out.
And just hear the story. You don't have to be a member of the Tea Party to go.
No, you don't. And honestly, I'm just up to my eyebrows with all of these theories and these comments about the Tea Party being funded by the Koch brothers, and you know we're tied to the Republican Party, blah blah blah.
Yep.
You know that's weak.
Because
the truth is when you're sitting in one of those pews, you're surrounded by everyone under the sun.
No, and the reality of it is they want to, it's the same thing they did to Sarah Palin. They want to make you look like an idiot. And they want to make you look like you're the crazy one by having these thoughts. But what do you mean the government's going to come in here and tell me I can't plant fruit trees? That's
mm-hmm.
ridiculous. Well, the fact of the matter is...
They have, you've planted the fruit trees. You've paid for them. They're 4 years old.
Mm.
And then you have to pull them out.
Yeah, stuff like that's crazy. We need to take another break.
Okay, thanks a lot, you guys. We'll see you tonight.
Sounds good. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
We'll be back right after this.
Have cabin fever and you want to get out of the cold? Come down to Wind River Casino and play our Royal Flush Swipe to Win for your chance to win cash, free slot play, or a brand new Legacy golf cart, plus a one-year membership at River Tasami Golf Club.
Two winners.
We are the only place in town that offers a chance to step up to the Royal Flush game board to win free slot play or up to $2,000 cash every Wednesday. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. The more you play, the more chances you have to win cash, free slot play, or a brand new Legacy golf cart. Plus a one-year membership at River Tasami Golf Club.
Two winners.
It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to step up to the game board to win cash or free slot play at weekly drawings on Wednesdays. The big giveaway is on Wednesday, February 29th, where you can win cash and free slot play. Or your very own Legacy golf cart. Plus a one-year membership at the River Tasami Golf Club.
Two winners.
For details, log on to WinRiver.com. Swipe to win. Play to win. Stay to win. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue between Churn Creek and Victor or call 722-0635.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, where it's 8:25. This portion of the program brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble. Mike Huber will give your home a whole new look with the strength and opulence of marble and granite. You know, it's been around the world, used in Irish castles, Italian cathedrals, and you can have it in your very own home. Check them out, Estate Granite, 241 Stone, 241-8766. Now, back to our guest hosts on Free Fire Radio, Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel.
Good morning, Shasta County. We're in the last half hour or 30, 40 minutes of our show. But one of the things in our chat pack and in our chat room that I happen to actually agree with, this is from Country Kid, who said that these are people that lived in that Churn Creek bottom area for 40 years. That is ag land. Hawkins Group came in. They changed it over to commercial land, and so the people that are living in that area are totally. I think they're right in their opposition and outrage over the fact that this group is coming in, changing the zoning for money. And this is a developer. This is somebody who goes out and says, will you take these buildings or will you occupy these buildings once we get in? This is not somebody that bought the land and is putting up their own store.
Yes, they are.
No, they're developers. They're basically asking people to join in down there and occupy their office building. It's a developer.
I don't want. It is a developer, but he bought the land. He's building his buildings.
He's building his buildings, but they're not occupied.
Well, he won't build them until they have a tenant.
Exactly.
Exactly what?
Exactly. He's got to build the buildings, and we've got enough empty buildings, and we've talked about this before.
We don't have the empty buildings any longer.
Why change the culture, though, Kurt? I mean,
because life is about change, and I believe me, folks, I understand. I don't want to get crossways with everybody. We've been crossways with them. I've been crossways with them. Ruth's on the side of the Churn Creek bottom.
I totally am.
I'm not.
This is our culture up here.
We have a difference in opinion.
Land, this is ranch land, farmland. I love going to the Saturday morning.
I've got to tell you, Ruth, this is complete hogwash. And now, country,
it is not.
Understand this. We can have a spirited discussion. I'm indifferent. In the ultimate outcome of it, I'm indifferent because it doesn't affect me. Although, you know, we just talked about how you have to be not just worried about yourself. I don't live down there. The only reason I think it would affect us is because I do think it would bring in more tax dollars, which would be good for the county. But that being said, I really don't have a dog in this fight. However, from strictly a principled point of view, the fact of the matter is things change. Urban planning, government planning, all those different things have changed things. And now areas located along the highways in cities are considered the prime location to put commercial endeavors. The reason for that,
Ruth, it's a betrayal of the agriculture and the people that live down there for so many years. I think it's a betrayal to them.
Here's the reality of it. The reason they have changed the way they do planning, city planning, to make the areas around the highways commercial zones is because there's an issue with highway noise. So you've got the noise coming off the highway. But if we're just going to be completely straightforward and honest here, most of the land that we're talking about, as I understand it, and I don't claim to understand every aspect of it, because again, I don't have a dog in this fight, but it was a commercial Christmas tree farm. So it was agriculture for a commercial endeavor. They were growing Christmas trees that were then being cut down. But that being said, as I said with Elizabeth, we can't have our cake and eat it too. We can't say that it's not right for the Army Corps of Engineers to come in and say you can't plant fruit trees. Or we can't say that it's not right for the city to come in and say you can't do this because you're violating this code unless it's going to be consistent across the board. And now, I'm not arguing the merits of whether or not the supervisors did the correct thing in changing the zoning, but that being said, the developer abided by the rules that were presented to him, operated within the rules and the parameters of the law and the zoning, and it's his property.
That's
he
amazing.
Has the right to do with it what he wants.
It's amazing, Kurt, how these rules apply to people who are bringing in money to this county. It's amazing to me that the supervisors or those, the powers that be, that actually promote the stuff when it means more money.
You're right about that. It should not make a difference who is doing what. What's good for the goose should be good for
Absolutely.
The gander, and it should be consistent across the board. Sadly, I just don't think that's the way it's going to be.
So if you go down and you buy ag land down in Sure Creek Bottom, which I have clients that actually want to do that, and you should expect that whole area is going to become a commercial hub?
No, but you should be prepared to the possibility.
Well, I don't think that's fair.
Well, it may not be fair, but life's not really fair. Anyhow, we need to take a break. I appreciate the comments. Again, Ruth is definitely on your side for our Churn Creek Bottom people. So you've got an ally in Ruth. We'll be back right after this.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Obama says his budget plan would keep the economic recovery going and cut the national debt.
Congress adopts this budget. Then along with the cuts that we've already made, we'll be able to reduce our deficit by $4 trillion by the year 2022.
The president at Northern Virginia Community College, Alabama Republican Senator Jeff Sessions.
This is a dishonest budget. It claims multiple reductions in deficits that aren't real, and it's just deeply disappointing.
The president's plan raises tax rates on the highest earners. Asked about reports that Whitney Houston overdosed on prescription pills and alcohol.
I'm the one that talked to the family, and I did not give that information.
Ed Winter with the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office says it could take weeks to complete his toxicology report. Fox News. We report. You decide.
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors, and Frank Hilichico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council.
We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veteran Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC, Veterans Helping Veterans.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
KCNR 1460, where the time is coming up on 8:35. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Man's last stronghold. Want an excellent haircut? They can do it. Go down and see them at Cypress Square Barbershop. And now back to our guest hosts on Free Fire Radio, Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel.
Welcome back, Shasta County. And also, I'm reading our comments here. Everybody can't be a fan, but I can promise you this. I have absolutely no dog in the hunt. I have no interest in having any – I don't do any commercial development. My real estate practice is fairly boutique. I specialize and cater to high-end individuals that are investors that we buy and flip houses. I'm not exactly what you would call a retail realtor. But,
You, Kurt, because you don't handle buyers. You do listing and you do purchase investments. But here's two points that I want to make. Number one, I had folks that actually want to be in the Churn Creek Bottom area. They looked at a house not too far from where this development was. They wanted to make an offer. I strongly suggested that they reconsider because they did want to have, it was a 5-acre parcel, because of the development. And I said, you know, this is coming. And I'm not sure that all the realtors will disclose that because they want to sell the house. They wrote the offer, sure, but then they decided to back out because it looked like it was going to happen. The county, the Board of Supervisors said, we're going to make this happen. In spite of Caltrans, in spite of all the objections, they are pushing for this thing to happen. And that is a problem for me because that is what that land was there for. That is why all these people, I mean, there's a group, and I think I told you this because your wife started juicing. There's a group in Churn Creek Bottom that will deliver vegetables and fruit to your home on a weekly basis. They bring out this fresh organic fruit and vegetables, and it's amazing and awesome, and they bring the recipes. And I can only, it's Churn Creek Bottom Growers, I believe, but it is just a culture in this county that allows this kind of thing to happen. You won't find that in the Bay Area. You have to go to Whole Foods.
Well, how do they have their organic markets in the Bay Area?
Well, they get shipped in from probably Shasta, I would think, because it's the best everywhere. And that's what we've got to try to encourage in this area, is that you can come up here and you shouldn't expect that the zoning be changed. And I think that's where I'm in favor of this, a common sense approach, listen to the people, have a much more customer service minded mentality. In the Bay Area, they do have that actually. Their whole edict is to have efficiency and customer service, and I don't think that we get that up here.
Well,
instead, I think they're heavy-handed. The county is heavy-handed, and bottom line is that they want to be perceived as the government entity that people should fear. And I don't think we should fear them. I think we should show up at the Destiny Fellowship Church at 6 o'clock and listen to the story and just say, you know what? We have to have a customer service-minded Shasta County, period.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the idea is the government's supposed to work for you. But at the same time, who's going to pay for the government? You have to have tax revenues. You have to have funds and sources for those funds. And if you don't grow,
we pay taxes, Kurt. We should expect a level of discussion that is common sense approach. And when the people say we don't want it, they should respect that right. And they should understand that the people that move here want this culture. They want to have Shasta County not stay the same, but to be more sophisticated and to really understand the fact that you buy these properties because you don't want to live on a quarter of an acre in Walnut Creek.
Well, I guess my question then would be, okay, so for all of the people who say, oh, don't let this be developed, what do you say to the 70-year-old guy who owns a 40-acre field along I-5? And he's had his run, he's been a farmer or what have you, or maybe he hasn't been a farmer, he just owns this land, and he's maybe leased it out for hay or something for the last 20, 30 years. Now he's ready to retire, or worse yet, maybe he's become ill and needs to sell this property to give his children something to inherit. What do you say to him? Because his value as a hayfield, there's nothing there. But his value as a commercial center for a shopping center, what do you say to him?
I say to him that his strategy should have been, if he was looking for a commercial piece of property, because he's being enticed by somebody with big money, it's not fair. Those people down there had ag property.
Who's it not fair to?
It to the people that live down there that purchased
these
properties.
Well, he lives down there.
But it's ag property, so he can sell to ag property or pass it on.
Well, the value is much less as ag property, correct? So is it his fault that because the development has grown you continue to have people moving into the area, it somehow becomes his problem now, and he can't sell his land for top dollar because it'll affect his neighbors, right?
Well, I just think that it's greed. And I think the bottom line is that it's greed. And I think that they purchased that area down there for ag property. If collectively the whole group down there wants to get together and sell their properties for millions and millions of dollars, there you go. Do it.
Well, why don't we just join a commune while we're at it?
Well,
that's basically what you're saying. Let's just all put it in the same pot. It's not the guy that owns 1 acre down there has a 1 acre house in an area that was agriculture doesn't have the same right as the guy who owns 80 acres.
I'm just saying that the county needs to listen to the people that live down there. The majority of the people don't want it. They shouldn't
have
to put up with it.
I believe it's come to a referendum, right?
You wouldn't want a 7-Eleven or a Walgreens put on your property in front of your property, period. If they took that whole land out there, the 10, 20 acres that are out in front of your place, and changed that into a big shopping mall, you'd be the first one in line.
Well, they can't. I own the 20 acres in front of me. That's how you protect yourself. Now, I'm going to get more pompous comments on that, but that's fine. The fact of the matter is, you don't like it, you can sell your property.
So eventually, your neighbor should expect that you would sell to a developer if the timing was right.
I have 2 5-acre parcels in front of us that if I ever decide to move out of that house, I will definitely sell those to somebody else. The reason I have them is I don't want to block my view, but once the property is no longer going to be mine, I'll absolutely stick homes on them.
Well,
that's the way it's supposed to work in America.
I think the last thing I'm going to say is that it's a common sense approach that we need to be inspiring our county officials to be much more listening and hearing what the people are saying.
Don't the people get the opportunity? Isn't the vote coming up?
The vote, I think...
Isn't there a vote on this issue, though?
Yes.
Yeah, so they're going to get... The people will definitely get their chance to
speak.
And
I'm going to support them.
There you go.
And I think most realtors should, and they don't, and that's too bad.
Well, anyhow, we need to take another break. We're long again, and I appreciate the interesting comments. So we'll be back right after this.
If your washer doesn't wash and your dryer doesn't dry, your dishwasher leaves, well, you know. Shop Carmona's Appliance Center during their President's Sale going on now through February 21st. You'll find fabulous savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jenner appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center. Mistletoe Lane, Reading, and our Appliance and Mattress Center on Walnut Street. Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
At North Valley Bank, you get to choose the checking account that best fits your needs. And with our electronic accounts, we're sure you'll be happy with our fee elimination options. For example, if you like electronic banking and would like to eliminate monthly fees, our Express checking account is the perfect solution. Just sign up for e-statements and direct deposit.
or choose Go Checking. You can avoid the monthly fee when you use your debit card for purchases more than 5 times per statement month. No matter which one you choose, we'll pay you up to $25 when you trade in your debit card and unused checks from your previous bank within 30 to 45 days. That's right, $25. Choose the best account, set up your services, and say goodbye to fees. For more details, stop in, call us at 866-869-MORE, or visit us online at novb.com. North Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Michelle Martin Strebe, Marketing Manager with the Record Searchlight. Didn't I see you recently, Michelle?
You've seen me quite a few times. I bought the car last year. It's a used car, but it definitely had some front end problems. I took it into CARS. The mechanic went through every problem. They kept me safe, and the car is fixed. You guys were a dream to work with.
How did you happen to come into CARS in the first place?
Well, I had met the owner, Barb White, years ago when I first moved to Reading. The shop is real close to the Record Searchlight. The concierge service, I have to say, is one reason I use CARS so much. It's very handy, and I don't have to inconvenience everybody else in my family to run me around town.
Have you referred any of your friends or your coworkers there at the Record Searchlight or any of your family into CARS?
I'm bragging about the last thing I had done, which was the detailing. You guys are just like a one-stop shop for me. It's wonderful.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 8:45 on a Monday morning. Taking a very, very quick look at the weather here, we are going to see showers before 10 a.m. this morning. The high today should be about 56 degrees. Lots of rain, but off and on, but it's not going to be much accumulation, however. I know that sounds, it's just going to be that kind of misty stuff that gets you wet. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low around 36, and then a little bit more rain tomorrow. Nothing really significant, and the high will be near 61. This weather report, well, it's 44 degrees right now. And this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards in Inwood, where conservative commentator Ann Coulter will be signing books and sharing dinner with about 250 people. There'll be a private dinner with a select group of fans. If you're interested in this, be sure to visit AnselmoVineyards.com. Once again, AnselmoVineyards.com, and be listening for Ann Coulter to be a guest right here on KCNR 1460. And now we go back to our guest hosts, Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel.
We do have a caller on line one, but I do want to say one thing. I think that the Churn Creek Bottom folks, the Holly Road folks, the Hidden Hills folks, all these grassroots folks need to get together, and the starting point is at 6 o'clock tonight at the Tea Party. The Tea Party meeting, not because you want to be a Tea Party, but because people need to get together. The more we have to say, you know, we've got to inspire change with this county, the better. So if the address is 2570 Bonneview tonight at 6 o'clock at Destiny Fellowship. I think the more support we have there, the better.
So let's go to the caller. We have Kay on line one. How are you doing, Kay?
Hi. Oh, fine. How are you, Kurt?
We're doing well. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Ruth.
Hi. You're not his mother, right?
Huh?
You're not his mom, right?
No.
He needs her
is
to call
mom's
it.
Is his name Kay?
No, my mom's name is Audie.
That's what I thought. Kurt, do you like to eat?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
If you, and I do it way too much.
Do you like fruits and vegetables?
Sadly, no. I should. I'm diabetic. Oh. I don't eat much fruit, but I'm not a good eater. My kids love them, though. My daughters and sons are much better eaters than me. They enjoy their vegetables, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that if the gas goes up to $6 or $7 or $8 or $10 a gallon, which, you know, if things don't turn around, they might.
You're right. I agree.
We're going to have problems with food. And Churn Creek Bottom, all you have to have is like a ranchette, you know, and just a little bit of property, and that soil is so wonderful. It grows so much. I mean, it's so much better. It grows so much more than the hard pan.
You're exactly right.
And if we get rid of that, I mean, there's not that much of it in this area. There's a bit. There's some in Bonneview. There's some, you know, in Anderson, North Anderson, along the river. But see, this is a little different than the normal libertarian, well, if you don't like it, you can buy it. I mean, this is serious, because if we will all suffer if we cover that over with cement. And
we have to protect that property for what its value is.
Right. For us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and our posterity.
Well, totally agree.
I don't disagree. But I think there has to be, you know, here we go. I'm going to be called pompous.
I know. I'm pointing my fingers at Kurt in here.
Again. I always love it. I don't take negativity.
Arrogant.
I should be. I will say, I am definitely a little pompous.
He's a young kid, Kay, really.
Not
that's
that
the
young
problem.
Anymore.
Yeah. And he's not
a
vegetable
something
either.
Else, Kurt. I think this was before you were born, but I remember the debate about Interstate 5 going through there. And there was a debate, that it shouldn't go through Churn Creek Bottom, and that it should go up around the ridge. Well, if it had gone up around the ridge, it would have cost a lot more money, and maybe it wouldn't have been done. But it did end up going through Churn Creek Bottom, and I think we ought to be grateful to the people in Churn Creek Bottom that they sacrificed that much. And if we're going to build anything, any malls or anything, I think we ought to go elsewhere. Because they've already sacrificed.
Well, I don't necessarily disagree with you. But at the same time, and honestly, I really don't have a dog in the fight. Ruth is my only thought is that it has to be an intellectually honest argument. If it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. And that means that if you abide by the rules, now you can argue about the rules were changed and so on and so forth. But what we're talking about here is You're saying, yes, that's wonderful farmland, and it is. It's beautiful, dark soil. Reminds me of what you get back in the Midwest.
It's better than that.
But there's not anything really being grown on it now, is
yes, there?
Yes, there
is.
Absolutely. What,
yes,
are you
there
kidding?
Is. There's all kinds of farms, and it only takes, like, the company that the people that go around and deliver your fruit and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
They only have 4 acres, and they have animals on top of that.
No, I'm not saying there's
I mean,
definitely
it doesn't
small.
Take, you don't have to have thousands of acres in order to produce good fruit and vegetable, and the quality that you get is better.
Well,
and it's better to have things locally grown.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with you. I think that the vegetables are wonderful. But
I think
we
might have changed your mind, Kurt.
No, you haven't. Because you can't say to me, you can do whatever you want with your land, but you then go to the seller of the other, or to the owner of that property and say, you can't do what you want with your land. That's where I have a problem. I'm not even saying specific to that region. I understand that area down there in Churn Creek. People feel very strongly about it.
Right. And people outside of Churn Creek feel
absolutely
strongly about it, too.
I don't live in Churn Creek Bottom.
But
I live on the west side, and I absolutely 100%
support
that. I just live off Churn Creek Road, but up near Enterprise High School.
Well, here's my problem with it, and I don't think we'll be able to solve this issue.
Right.
Here's my problem. You're saying that it's okay for other property owners and the government then, that you're asking the city to tell them not to do this. You're saying it's okay to tell that landowner what he can or cannot do with his property, but you were also saying for the other landowners, no, we shouldn't have the government telling them. Like what we talked about earlier, I don't think it's right that the government comes in and tells somebody they can't have fruit trees on their property. It's their property.
Right.
But now we're going to say to this landowner, you can't have a shopping center on your property.
Yeah, but he's not a landowner from here. He's from Utah or someplace.
Idaho.
See, I don't think
you
that's...
You know, I mean...
Personally, I don't think it's relevant.
I think it is.
Well,
why do we have people from Idaho coming and wrecking our property, our area? Why don't they wreck their own?
Well, that's the way
because
the business works.
Because they don't have
Interstate 5.
They don't
that's
have
right.
the people
you said
to,
exactly. Interstate 5, the commercial viability on that location is they look at it and they say that's the best use for it. So we're getting the hard break sign. I appreciate your calling, and I'll root for you because I really don't care one way or the other.
Okay, and keep up the good work, both of you, and especially Ruth.
Thank you.
Okay,
Ruth, good for Ruth. So we'll be back right after this.
Sarabella Home, the place for all your home and garden decor. From the moment you enter, you'll see amazing treasures and unique gifts for any and all budgets. Sarabella Home also features local artisans with one-of-a-kind items. They also offer fresh floral services for weddings and special events. With over 11 years of floral experience, Sarabella Home, 605-0708 in the Mistletoe Plaza just down from Carmona's. Sarabella Home, let our home inspire yours.
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors, and Frank Hilachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
In a medical emergency, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center. Our 30-minute ER guarantee means you'll spend less time in the waiting room and receive medical treatment faster. We know that no one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. That's why at Shasta Regional, our ER guarantees your care will begin within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional is prepared for any emergency and is specially trained and staffed to handle rapid diagnosis and fast-track care during the critical early stages of a heart attack, stroke, and shock when treatments are most effective. Emergencies happen without warning, but quality care by board-certified doctors and nurses is no accident. During an emergency, the hospital you choose can make all the difference in the world. Choose Shasta Regional and receive medical treatment faster. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Total commitment. Total care.
I'm Curtis Byron of Siskiyou Insurance Services. I could sit here and tell you everything we do, but that's only part of the story. I sell insurance for pretty much everything you can imagine. I'm also your neighbor, and I was raised here. I went to Shasta Elementary, Shasta High, and Shasta College. I can proudly say this is my community and my home, just like you. You see, at Siskiyou Insurance Services, you aren't just dealing with an insurance agent, you're dealing with me, Curtis Byron. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 224-2345.
Get your tickets now for the Red Bluff Roundup.
Call 527-1000 or go online to redbluffroundup.com.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Well, I walk back down.
Casey and our time now, 8:55.
No, back down.
And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, home of Espresso Joe's, your local coffee shop with much to offer, established in 1976 in the Mount Shasta Mall, and now over on Hilltop Drive at 2143 Hilltop, also home of the largest walk-in humidor in the area. That is Tobacco and Brew, proud to be a sponsor of Free Fire Radio. One final time, we turn the mics over once again to Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel.
Welcome back, Shasta County. By the way, Ruth, that is the best humidor. That's the best humidor I've seen since I came here from Chicago. It's a wonderful humidor. It's kind of a little surprise. You walk in there, and they've got everything you could possibly want.
I don't smoke cigars, but if you enjoy cigars,
he's got a very nice humidor over there. So anyhow, well, the Churn Creek issue is one that's not going to be resolved here. People feel very strongly about it.
One of the guests in the chat room basically says you can't, you know, you go in, you buy a property, the zoning is there in place, you make all of your adjustments to the zoning that is there, and then a developer comes in, they wine dine the county folks, they throw a lot of money at it, and then the zoning changes. It's garbage, and it shouldn't happen. And you and I disagree here, and I think that the people in this county are not going to let this happen.
At what point do you say there's never going to be any change? That's what we're coming down to. You want it to stay the same as it is forever? Well, who's going
to
pay the tax bills?
You know, and we talked about this a minute ago. I moved from the Bay Area to get out of that mess, to get out of all of the stores and shopping centers and strip malls. That is a big mess there. And everybody, Agenda 21, OneBayArea.org.
Unless the county stays stagnant,
to force that on us
unless
up here.
This county and the city stays stagnant and doesn't grow a bit, you're going to need increased services. You're going to need increased opportunity for shopping. That won't happen unless there's a commercial demand for it. The commercial money will not put it there unless there's demand for it. So if there's no demand.
Our show, Kurt, but the one thing I want to say to you is that I'm glad I can be an advocate for these people.
Yes, and, you certainly are.
And argue with you on the show just to keep it equal.
Yeah, and honestly, I have no idea who Hawkins is. I could care less if that development goes through there. So I'm not doing this just to alienate the people who live in Churn Creek Bottom. I just don't think that you can dictate. And, you know, the question is, what is zoning? How does it control it? I got a real problem with it. You know, one of the things that the liberals did, the way they zone and the way they use that, is definitely not a libertarian idea or not a conservative idea. What they did about 25 or 30 years ago is if you want to change the environment, you become a planner. You become a city planner. Yeah. And what we're seeing now is the effect of that. But part of the reason
Tell them to go to Corning and
well, we did that with Walmart. How'd that work out for Shasta County? And we did that with the gas station. How'd that work out for Shasta County?
I'm glad actually Walmart's down there.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's a lot of tax dollars. It's a lot of tax monies that could have come to this county. And it's I understand why people want it to stay the same, but the question is, at what point do you say, okay, it can't stay the same? Everything changes. If it doesn't change, it dies. So I'd hate to see Shasta County die. We don't have any jobs here as it is. Let's keep our fingers crossed for the guy coming in and out there in Stillwater, huh?
Clarity Entertainment? I told you, you need to get a SAG card.
So
cautiously optimistic.
Absolutely. So for those, we appreciate you listening to us today. I know we're certainly we can't compare to Carl and Linda, but we were happy to come in once in a while.
I think you did an adequate job.
Adequate
Thank
will work.
Thank you.
We appreciate you listening. Feel free to listen in on Saturdays to our real estate show where we do talk about real estate. There are opportunities out there. And for those of you who are interested in personal property rights and your land rights, make sure you do go attend tonight's meeting. Where is it again, Ruth?
It's at the Destiny Fellowship Bonneview. Destiny Fellowship at 2570 Bonneview Road, 6 p.m. And go and listen to it.
It's the big church just there east of the railroad tracks.
Right. Educate yourself, because while it may not affect you today, it might affect you tomorrow.
So, thanks for listening. It's been fun. We'll talk to you next week.
And thank you very much for listening to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Gonna stand my